on an imaginary trip to New York City with Toscanini. This is the way we think he'd do it. Of Milwaukee. What's Milwaukee famous for? Beer. I guess I've heard that anyhow. All right, one of these real rich, I mean real rich manufacturers up there, it is his custom to give an annual picnic, barbecue, reception and everything out on his big 1,000-acre estate adjoining Milwaukee. And he heard the Iowa Bandmaster's band a few years ago do one of these concerts, and the thought came to him that would be the music that we should have for this picnic. So he contacted them and paid all our expenses, and they went up to play the picnic. So they had done fine. They had thousands of people there, and the band was going great guns. And finally, this millionaire, came to the leader, and he said, can you all play the Blue Danube waltz? I said, no, we haven't a Blue Danube, but we can play military escort like the Blue Danube waltz. Well, he says, that's fine. He says, I wish you'd do it for us. And also, I have a boy by the name of Tom, his middle name. He's Tom Jenkins Slitz. And I'd like for you to take Tom and put him in the band. He doesn't know anything about music at all, but can't you find some instrument for him to play? So the leader says, well, we have a triangle, and that's very important in this number. And we'll give him the triangle, and if he'll watch me, I'll give him the cue. So here we are, playing at this big party with Tom Jenkins Slitz on the triangle. Watch him. Thank you. Anything can happen with this band, you know. They kind of fixed a little stunt up on me there. Good, though. Now we go to Brooklyn. Ooh. What's Brooklyn famous for? No? Baseball? Bums? Anyhow, they're having a swing orchestra up there, and the cornet player is Harry James, and the trombone is Tommy Dorsey. And this is the way we think they'd get through it.